If all goes well, Professor Boggart Snape will be forced into that vulture-topped hat, that green dress, that big red handbag. There was a great shout of laughter. The wardrobe wobbled more violently. If Neville is successful, the Boggart is likely to turn his attention to each of us in turn, said Professor Lupin. I would like all of you to take a moment now to think of the thing that scares you most, and imagine how you might force it to look comical. The room went quiet. Harry thought, what scared him most in the world? His first thought was Lord Voldemort, a Voldemort returned to full strength. But before he had even started to plan a possible counter-attack on a Boggart Voldemort, a horrible image came floating to the surface of his mind. A rotting, glistening hand slithering back beneath a black cloak, a long, rattling breath from an unseen mouth, then a cold so penetrating it felt like drowning. Harry shivered, then looked around, hoping no one had noticed. Many people had their eyes shut tight. Ron was muttering to himself, "Take its legs off." Harry was sure he knew what that was about. Ron's greatest fear was spiders.